Hallelujah. So happy to see all of you here and all of you that are tuning in. Praise the Lord. And we're going to continue with our series today on part three of Fundamentals to Activate Your Faith. Okay? To go from one level to a higher level. Amen? God is so proud of each one of you wherever you're at now. But he wants to take us to the next step. Amen?
Amen.
And let's do a brief summary for those of you that are tuning in for the first time. Part one, we taught on what faith is and what faith is not. And we know that the definition of faith is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you're seeing into the spirit realm for what's already been given to you and what you're claiming, right? And faith is not foolish. It's not in the future tense or you'll never get it. Because when Jesus died on the cross, that's when you got your healing. We are not the sick. We are the healed, receiving the manifestation of the healing we were already given. Amen? Faith is not hope because it's completely different. It's not wishing. Your faith is that which brings your hopes into reality. Faith is not doubt and unbelief. It's not assumption or presumption, and it is not mental assent. And then, part two, we talked about why the eyes of faith are necessary. Don't trust your eyes, because we have to trust the Word of God. And the Word of God changes what we see and calls those things that are not as though they are already were, okay? So you need to use biblical visualization. You need to see into the spirit realm what you have so that you know that you know that you know that you know it's yours and you're going to hang on to it. And your faith is going to be used like a bridge to bring that which is in the unseen into the seen. But your faith eyes, your understanding, your revelation has to perceive that first, has to lock onto that, knowing that God's word is true and bringing it here on earth, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what the reports say, we prefer to believe in the report of the Lord. Amen? Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? How to develop stronger faith to become a super conqueror. Yeah. Hallelujah. Like Superman, Superwoman. I used to watch that when I was little, and I'd put a towel on my back, and I'd be, look, Mom, I can. She goes, get away from that window, Karen. I really thought I could fly, you know, faith like a little child. And so I said, okay, I can't jump out the window, but I can fly in my faith, right? I can soar to that next level. All right, so let's go to A. What is a super conqueror in Christ Jesus? Number one, you are more than a conqueror through him or Jesus that loved us. Romans 8:37. In the Greek, for more than conquerors, that term is hypernikeo. In Strong's Concordance, G5228, the Latin root hyper means super. And we thank Pastor Matthew for really teaching that to us. And G3590, nikeo, means to overcome, conquer, prevail, and get the what? Victory. Okay, so let's think about how many things that are still challenging us in our life today. And how many things have you already gotten the victory over? I bet you, you can count a lot of them. But this group, you guys impress me. And so when you're facing the current challenge, remember what Pastor Joshua tells us, hold on to the anchors of your soul. What is that? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever God did for you in the past to get victory, it might be a different route, but you are victorious. Don't give up. Amen?
Amen.
And now it's not, he's gonna do it again. Remember that song? Now he wants us to do it again. See the difference? He did it for us before when we were babes in Christ. Baby can't feed themselves. Now God expects us to do it in his authority with the knowledge of the word of God and growing up to eat strong meat. I'm sorry for some of you vegans that don't eat meat. It doesn't leave you out. It means, like, instead of eating lettuce, eat some broccoli, for God's sake, okay? Something hearty, okay? Go to the next level, okay? Okay, so B, why do you want to become a super conqueror in Christ Jesus? There are 10 reasons I found. There are more, but I could not get out of the book of Romans. I'm like, okay, Lord, there's so many other things that I want to go in different avenues. He's like, nope, stay in Romans 8. I'm like, okay. So we're going to study the word of God tonight. Isn't that exciting? People have different version Bibles. You know, we love the King James Version where we look at the meat, and we are going to really just go through this and get some more nuggets, dig down deeper for more diamonds tonight. Amen? Let's go on this adventure together. So number one, under B, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, 1, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So why do we want to become a super conqueror? Because if there's any guilt still hitting anybody of any past mistakes or errors, or, gee, I blew it yesterday or whatever. No, we need to overcome condemnation. Okay. So that's why we have to conquer that. Number two, Romans 8, 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we want to be set free from all those challenges. Now, walking in faith does not mean absence of a problem. It means you know how to get victory. Okay? And if you don't have problems, you'll never grow in faith, because then there's no opportunity to exercise or practice. So, if, you know, you ever heard someone say, why me, Lord? What did I ever do? Did you remember that song? Sometimes you feel like it's piling up on you. This went wrong, that went wrong. I don't know if that's your life story, but if it's ever happened to you, it's happened to me at times, and I'm like, oh, man. It's not just one thing, something else happened, and you feel like you're having different fires you have to put out all the time. Well, ABC taught me to prevent those things, and, you know, instead of the enemy making a snare for us that we fall in, I make a snare for the enemy. They don't want to be around me anymore. Okay? So, number three, Romans 8, 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the what? Flesh, but after the spirit. So super conquerors have to rise above so that they are walking in the spirit of God, because then we are going to be able to get the solution from the Holy Spirit. We're going to apply the word of God, and we're going to be able to maintain our faith walk. Faith requires an action. If you just sit there and wait on God, nothing's going to happen. Okay, so God expects us to do what the word says. Amen? Number four, Romans 8, 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So those who want to live and remain have to pursue how to become more spiritually minded. Okay, that way your life will be full of peace and have long life. Okay? So if there's turmoil still attacking you, you need to overcome that and conquer that. And that's what we're learning today, okay? Romans 8, 7, number 5. Because the carnal mind is enmity, meaning opposing or an enemy against God, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay? So we tied those two together, because if I'm walking in my own desires, it's not God's will. So how can that be pleasing to the Heavenly Father? And then, of course, then things are not going right because I'm not aligned with what the Word of God says. Then I have to go look at my thermometer and say, am I walking in love, joy, peace, patience? I add the love in there. And then I also add, am I walking in forgiveness? Am I walking in not being offended? Or do I still feel hurt? Do I still feel angry? Am I still upset about something? So I look at my thermostat and then I think, well, I don't want to be opposing God. I want to be a friend of God. I don't want to be an enemy of God. So therefore, I have to follow after the things that are of the spirit, not after my flesh. That's how we become super conquerors. Amen? Okay, number six, Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Whoa. If people aren't born again, they can't be part of the family of God. So that's why when we know that we are in the family, it's such an honor and a privilege that he saved us and that he found us. He chose us before we chose him. And now we have an avenue where he's going to show us to be those super conquerors. Amen? Number seven, Romans 8:10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So see, every man that doesn't receive Christ is basically on death row and they won't be able to have life and life abundantly. And because of all their sins, then it's going to be having all those curses hit them in their life and their bodies. And we are learning to make sure that we confess our sins frequently so that we can continue to follow after the Spirit, because sin cannot be before God. Amen? Number eight, Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creature or all creation waiteth for the manifestation or the revelation or appearance of the sons of God. You know, gals, that also means us. It just means the adult children or all the children of God. And so all creation is waiting for us to step up to the plate to take dominion over this earth and make the wrong things right. But we got to practice in our own lives first, okay? Number nine, Romans 8:24, for we are saved by hope, and hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, remember what you see, why doth he yet hope for? So you don't have to hope for something that you already have, right? But if I'm hoping there's water at an oasis when I'm in the middle of a desert, my hope is going to sustain me and my faith is going to believe that I've already received it so that I won't dehydrate as I'm drinking the by faith the river's living water. When I get to the oasis, there's the water. Oh, what I hope for, right? Once I have it, I don't have to hope for it anymore. Once you have it, you don't need your faith for it. I know some people are looking at me like, what? Well, the prayer of faith is also called the what prayer? Petition. And a petition is an asking prayer. You ask once, believe that you've received it, right? All right, when I ask for it and I get it, do I still have to keep believing if I've got it? No. Okay. Remember, there's a quiz at the end of this, just helping you out there. Okay. 10. Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he God did predestinate, them he also he called. He called each one of you. He called me, he called you. And whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. You are glorified in Christ. You have been justified because Jesus paid for each one of our sins. He is in us. And so we want to become like Jesus, who is the super conqueror. Amen? Amen. Letter C, how do you develop stronger faith to become a super conqueror in Christ Jesus? Well, I found at least 27 reasons, but then I got to the end of the paper. So I had to stop. Okay. Let's go digging for more treasure. Number one, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Meaning we never had to earn it. We didn't have to pay for it. We didn't have to do anything but just believe and receive. Okay? Number two, Romans 12:3. God hath already dealt to every man or woman the measure of faith. Each one of us, he gave the starter set, and it's up to us to grow it and increase it or just sit there and stagnate. It's everyone's choice. He won't go against our will. But me, I want to keep growing my faith stronger and stronger to that two-story mustard tree because we have that little seed. The mustard seed can be on the tip of your finger. Don't have that example today. For 3 weeks, that marker was on my finger. So at least I... But it gave us a good visual aid to see that the seed of faith that each of us have can move mountains, right? You're already a super conqueror and didn't even know it. Okay? Number three, the word is nigh thee, Romans 10:8, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It has to be from the word that we are believing and confessing that faith, okay? So if it's not in your mouth and heart, it is not a faith. Number four, Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy what? Mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine what? Heart. That God has raised him, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. Now, that's one of the strongest scriptures in the Bible because this shows us how we can receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. But our salvation package, it's more than the eternal life that we have received that are engrafted into the family of God. And that's the package that God wants us to start opening and receiving more of what he has for us so that we can have these resources to expand the kingdom of God on earth. As you are an ambassador of Christ, he is making you more equipped and giving you everything that you need. It's already there. We just have to learn how to access it, okay? Number five, Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you can also be saved from problems and challenges. So once we're saved from eternal death, then God wants us to use the same faith so that whatever problems are facing us, we conquer and then put them under our feet. Okay? Number six, Romans 10:11. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to go to that place because they used to know who I used to be. And, you know, I'm not that person anymore. You know what? Hold your head high because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Number seven, Romans 10:12. No difference between the Jew and the Greek, Jew or Gentiles. For the same Lord over all is rich. And I looked that up. I said, does that really mean like a lot of dough? Affluent to give blessings. Affluence means provision of everything that's needed. And to give blessings of salvation. So we need to use those riches to go get more people saved. Amen? And so it's like, so for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Each one of you are multimillionaires because God has everything. There's nothing lacking. And there should be nothing lacking in our lives. So we need to conquer lack. We need to conquer the mindset of who we are in Christ Jesus. You already have it. You are an heir of Christ Jesus. Amen? Let's flip the page. Number 8, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Number 9, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God over and over and over and over. Remember, people are saying, oh my gosh, teaching on faith again. Because we want to get to the deep parts. You know, a T-bone steak is great for a wonderful meal. And hamburgers are okay. But I rather that steak or a porterhouse or a prime rib or something that's really hearty, you know. Because if you go to McDonald's and get those little chicken medallions, I mean, you'd have to ask for 5 orders of those before you even, you know, maybe get full. But you order one steak. See? So God wants us to keep hearing the word over and over, but he wants us to hear the meat of the word so that we grow stronger. Okay? So if an adult is continuing to drink milk, that person's not going to be strong. You can't ask that person to go out and lift a 50-pound bag of dog food, you know? But if that person is lifting weights, that person has been eating solid food, that person's building up muscles, then they could pick up something stronger and stronger and stronger. But they're not going to go with that 50-pound bag day one, right? I mean, I'm doing the heavy hands thing and, you know, do they make half weights? Half of, no, I have to use the little pink ones. And so, you know, you're doing the little heavy hands thing. And, you know, I started out without weights because I had to put those down, you know, because I hadn't exercised for a long time. And even those little 1-pound weights were just too much for me. So after I got, you know, to a point where my muscles were getting used to it, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for the pink ones, man. My goal is to go to purple, you know, 2 pounds. Then my goal is 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you know. And here my husband's picking up these big, heavy things. I'm like, thank God I have a big, strong husband. But see, I want to be like that. I want my faith to grow bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. Why? Because in the end times, if there is a roadblock on the freeway with 2 big 50-gallon barrels that are set afire with a barricade of wood, and everyone they're stopping, they're robbing, pillaging, might be raping and killing, the people up there are going, please don't hurt me. They're like, give me your purse. We need to know how to take our authority and walk in greater faith. We need to get ready so that nothing can harm us and that we can overcome and conquer every situation in our life. This training is so vital. It's not the same old, same old, same old. We're getting ready for the end times. And each one of you who are training in ABC, you are super conquerors. I trust that God has sent you here because it's our goal to prepare everyone so that you are going to be the ones to help your families. Because in the end times, I've heard that the EMTs were called to an emergency meeting and they said, you know, there's only a certain amount of places that you're going to be allowed to go to help people. And the mayor's house was not on the list. He didn't make the grade. So if the mayor was injured in a terrorist attack and the hospital had no backup generator because they bombed it, who are you going to go to for help? Well, we at ABC are not going to be begging God for anything. We know who we are in Christ Jesus. We walk in our faith. We call those things that are not as though they were. And we don't have to rely on God for things that he has taught us to do. But what we can't do that's absolutely impossible, then he will intervene. But who do you go to? We have to become more skilled. And you are already super conquerors. Now we're just going to practice more. Okay? And I'm going to be excited to see in the end times more and more testimonies of how God is using each one or will be using each one to walk in that greater faith. And remember all the things that God has already taught you to do. That's nothing compared to what he wants to do in your life. Is that exciting? So whatever you're facing today, put that under your feet right now. Just say no. I'm not giving into that. See, I feel the faith level already rising. I see it in the spirit. Because you can do it. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. Number 10. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Dividing there means teaching the truth directly and correctly. So people that are going to School of Dominion, people that are going to healing school, people that are looking at the videos of the Bible school online, you are studying and preparing yourself well. So in the end times, you rely on the word of God. And you know your God is a miracle-making God. And what miracles that you will not be able to perform, he will do for you. But you are a miracle worker. That's what he's called each of us to be. Amen? Okay, Matthew 4:4, number 11. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That Bible is so important to us. It sustains us. It is every answer in life to us. It is the most valuable thing on this earth for us. Amen? Because Jesus is the bread of life. And we eat that word on a daily basis so that we continue to be strong and grow stronger in Jesus' name. Now, number 12 is Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You already have the same dunamis dynamite power inside of you that raised Jesus from the dead. We need to tap into that more. We need to start seeing that our bodies have already been quickened. But we have to stop believing the lies of the symptoms of the enemy and see ourselves as the healed. Amen? Number 13, Romans 8:13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So I don't want to be in the flesh. I want to continue living after the Spirit. And so do you, or you wouldn't be listening to this teaching. Amen? We're doing it together. Number 14, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, or adult children of God. So I want the Holy Spirit to lead each one of us in a way greater than ever before. Because when I got to a barricade that was on fire and I was sent to El Salvador to minister to pastors, I took a wrong turn and there was a big sign as big as this whole wall in Spanish that says, "You are now in the war zone. Please slow down," it said in Spanish. And I thought, slow down. I'm going to speed up. I want to get out of here. Well, I see the barricade in front of me. And I said, devil, in the name of Jesus, I bind you up. God sent me down here, so I walk in faith that nothing will harm me. And when I got to the barricade, there were no soldiers. Now, in El Salvador at that time, Salvadorians know, that the army, that was the official army, had their uniforms, they had the official boots, and they had really crappy weapons. And the guerrillas were equipped by, a lot of people think, the Russians, because they had better armor and weapons and than the government. And they wore sneakers and sandals and whatever. And they didn't have uniforms. Okay? Some of those guys were 13 years old and had been killing since they were 5. I know stories of people who used to hide underneath their house when the guerrillas came into their area because they were ruthless. Did they like Christians? No. There was a story how in a church service up in the mountains, all of a sudden, these guerrillas came in. They locked the people inside the church and they said, "Denounce Jesus or you're going to die." A lot of the people said, "Okay, okay, I give up. Okay, you could leave. Okay, you could leave. Okay, you could leave." And a few were left. Then they locked the door back and they put the guns down. They said, "Now let's have church." They weeded out the tares from the wheat. They weeded out those that really were not sold out to God. Because when you're in a war, if you are in a foxhole with somebody that you think that has to have your back, you better trust them. We are sold out to God at ABC. We stand in our faith, and nothing will move us from that because the consequences are eternal death, the lake of fire. It goes beyond just physical death, and we know that. So we're not denouncing Jesus. Amen? Okay, so number 15, Romans 8:15. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." I went, "What do you mean again? Did we have it to begin with and he doesn't want us to get it again? Isn't again to do something another time, to repeat, right?" So I'm like, okay, let me read that again. All right, read it one more time here. Let's read it together. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Let's think about that. Well, when we become sons and daughters of our daddy God, we don't have to fear no big bad Goliath or the devil, because look who's in back of us. Ha ha ha. Big Jesus. Right? We don't have to fear that we're going to hell, death, lake of fire. If we learn what the scriptures say and be super conquerors, because we've been saved by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, right? But fear is going to try to come back. That's where you have to see, fear brings bondage. So we overcome and conquer bondage of fear. You know, Pastor Joshua used a lot of synonyms of what fear is. And I remember ministering to some lady and I said, you know, I could see that she was very fearful about her financial situation, you know, changing for the worse and didn't have money to pay for stuff. And she was all, "Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm, can you please pray for me? Can you please pray for me?" And then I said, "You know, let's repent of sins. And I really believe that you may want to consider repenting of a spirit of fear of lack of finances and not trusting in God." "I'm not afraid." And I said, "You're not? Didn't you just say, you need prayer because you're not sure how to pay your bills?" "I'm just concerned. That's all." I said, "That's a synonym of fear." "Oh, I didn't know that." See, people have all these kind of different ideas of what is fear and what is not fear, but it disguises itself. People who have panic attacks, anxiety, it's really fear. people who are really angry about something, they're afraid that something will not happen the way that they think it should. So if someone's worried and constantly thinking about the what if, what should I do, what should I, that's a fear. People, the woulda, shoulda, coulda done this, maybe it would have been better. That's afraid you made the mistake and you're afraid you're going to make it again. Wow, there's a lot of ways fear comes again to us. Or how about this one? Oh, you just sinned, so maybe you're not saved anymore. Well, we know we're saved. We don't have to be afraid again of not being born again. But we do have to get rid of fear in every area of our life. We do have to get rid of fear of ISIS. We do have to get rid of fear of the end times, of what about these blood moons and bad things are going to be happening. That doesn't make me scared. It's just warning the people who are unaware of the signs of times and they don't hear the voice of the Spirit. But us who hear the voice of the Spirit and are led by the Spirit of God, we don't have to be afraid again. Amen? Because you received the Spirit of adoption. You are a son and daughter of the Most High King, who is your new daddy. Amen? Now, number 16, Romans 8, 17, and if children, then your heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. Be glorified also together. Yes, there are trials that we face. No, they're not easy. But God says that you can overcome it. And I believe the word. Amen. Number 17 is Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed, not in heaven, revealed where? In us. What? What do you mean revealed in us? Because Jesus is in you and me. We show the glory of God to everyone else and show them how they could conquer their situations. But if I still have a challenge in my life and I haven't overcome it, I haven't conquered that, then how can I be a super conqueror? So we're working towards conquering those challenges now, and God already has shown you that you are a super conqueror in training. Amen? You've got the invisible cape. Woo! You could fly in the spirit with your faith. Okay? And let's continue to conquer the things that face you, because nothing shall be impossible to them that believes. Okay? All right. So number 18, Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So you got to be patient, but continue using your faith till it manifests and you can see it and it has come into the physical realm from the unseen realm where you already had claimed it. Amen? So faith is your bridge that brings what you hope for into reality. Okay? 19, Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities or weaknesses. For we know not, meaning you do not perceive with our eyes, discover, discern, observe, or pay attention to what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, he's not an it, he's a him. The Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. A lot of times, God may ask you to intercede for other people. You may not know what's going on in their life, so you just go ahead and intercede in tongues, and then he will use you to pray out what is needed for them. But also, in the end times, he's going to be showing us with prophecies what we need to pray forth so that they come to pass. And then you ask him for that interpretation as you're praying in tongues, but he will be using us to intercede for ourselves and for others in the end times. And then the prophecies will come forth and you will be used to prophesy. You'll be used to give a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. You'll be used in the gifts of the Spirit as you continue walking in the fruit of the Spirit and developing all the fruit, including faith. Faith isn't the only thing that we need to develop, but it's one of the important factors, okay? Number 20, Romans 8:27. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession. Means to light upon or come upon us to intercede, moving us to intercede, okay? That anointing upon for the saints according to the will of God. And number 21, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are showing each one of us tonight a higher calling of what you want us to do, because we have come into the world for such a time as this, because God has entrusted that he knows that he could rely on you to help prepare the second coming of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 22, Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So see, it doesn't matter what people try to do against us. God is on our side. Number 23, Romans 8:34. It is Christ who also maketh intercession for us. Intercession is very important. He's even interceding for us because he knows the outcome that he's already won. But he's won the whole war, but each battle, we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit to make sure that we'll be able to continue to conquer in that area or practice. And if we haven't arrived, then we put ourselves under great generals like Pastor Joshua and Pastora Sarah so we can continue to grow, we can continue to learn. Amen? Number 24, Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nobody. Nobody. If we are sold out. Amen? Number 25, Romans 8:36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long by death to be liberated from the bond of anything. It means that we die to our flesh. We don't want to give in to it. And, you know, as that is actually quoting a psalm, which I'm going to read, and the reason, you know, the psalms were to edify themselves and see what was going on in their lives at that time. That is Psalm 44:22. And this psalm was a redemption remembered in present dishonor. It was the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah, and they were asking God to help them. And so they wanted God to stretch out his hand again to them, and they didn't want to be sheep for the slaughter. So they wanted to die to their flesh and come back to worship God and honor him and let him help them. Amen. You know, today they said the pollen count is very severe. And in this section of these cities, there's a lot of cedar trees. So the pollen count's very high. And so there's a lot of attacks of the enemy of hay fever or, you know, it's worse than ragweed. And in the back of our house is a whole forest. And this is my first spring here. And in the past, I had a challenge with very severe asthma. I used to have to use those bronchial dilators. And if there was a hay fever challenge, I wouldn't have been able to breathe. They'd had almost rushed me to the hospital. And there'd be a lot of coughing, and the nose would be like a water faucet, you know, two boxes of Kleenex per night, you know, kind of a thing. And aches and fever and chills and like flu symptoms, because the pollen is an allergen, and it, as we're breathing this air that is full of the stuff, your nose starts to swell up the glands inside to stop those allergens from entering your body, And the watering is to try to flush it out of your system. So I'm not using any bronchial dilators, and this is a lie of the enemy, because I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I'm going to stand in faith. So I repented of sins. I rewound the video, and I'm like, where was there any offense or unforgiveness? Where was there any fear of anything? Where was something that I sinned to open up the door to be attacked in this manner? So the Lord showed me that there was a fear of the spring coming and seeing the whole forest, and the devil try to bring the bondage again unto fear when I had been healed. I haven't used medications for 12 or 15 years. So, but see, the thought came in my mind, but see, I entertained that thought. So I had to repent of doubt and unbelief in the word. I had to forgive myself for thinking that. I had to break generational curses in my family line. There are challenges with this in the family line. And did everything I was taught. And there was a challenge. You know, two nights in a row, I'm up all night battling, praying, doing what I need to do. My body was challenged to be so full of pain. And then I did some graduate school spiritual warfare prayers. In 2 seconds, the pain left. But see, I didn't waver. I knew the word of God because I studied. I came to ABC, semesters 1, 2, 3, repeating, semesters 1, 2, 3. But you know, when you have a coughing attack challenge, I mean, I'm standing here talking to you. I mean, it was very, very severe that there's no way in that kind of a challenge when you're in the middle of that battle that you could be talking. But I did what I needed to do, everything that I learned at ABC. And you know, with being able to have healing crusades and seeing people healed instantly of cancer and HIV and, you know, and then I had challenges in body, I had to learn how to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. That's one of the things that ABC teaches that I have not seen anywhere else. The level of faith that I grew from this place far exceeds any other school that I have been to, any other training I've been to. And now there's nothing that I know that I can't conquer. I can conquer it all. I'm being equipped, and we're going from level to level to level. You know, in the natural, when you feel like that, you don't even want to get out of bed. Anyone feel like that? You know? But no, I said, I got to put my faith into action. I know I've been healed by stripes of Jesus, so I'm going to, you know, do what I need to do. I vacuumed the house today. Pray. That's not even my favoriteest thing to do. It's like, but I did it. I didn't stay in bed. See, because I had to see myself as already healed, right? And then the demons of sickness couldn't stay around. They're like, no, I can't convince her. That's what they want to do. They want to try to convince you to take the bait. Don't take it. Don't listen to those symptoms. They're all lies, okay? So we die to the flesh. We kill that flesh. We mortify that flesh, so that we could live in the Spirit. Amen? And so, you know, some of you heard these stories, and I'm going back to the story of what happened when I got to the barricade, right? Driving in faith. So I had to slow down, because when you get to the barricade, you're supposed to stop. And then the Lord says, approach very quietly. I said, how do you approach quietly in a car? He says, well, you've been listening to your praise and worship. Turn off the music. Don't let them hear anything. And I was, you know, praying in tongues as well. You know, I bind you up, enemy. He says, pray quietly. Okay. And so I get to the barricade, and I see there's just enough room for a car to zigzag through the barricade. And then I get through the end of it, and there must have been 50 or more guys on either side of the road in the bushes. And I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw them. And it's like they didn't even notice me. Like I was invisible. Like I wasn't even there. And they were all zipping up their pants. Like God has a sense of humor. All of you go to the bathroom at the same time. Because Karen needs to get through the barricade. But if I was in fear, it wouldn't happen that way. I was in faith that I would make it through and get back to Guatemala safely without any problems. Okay? So I already confessed it. I already declared it. I used my petition prayer. I asked God once, and I kept affirming it. In the name of Jesus, we get to Guatemala safely. In the name of Jesus, we get to Guatemala safely. See? And when you take a wrong turn in a war zone, not so good. The spirit of fear can come on you real fast. But I had to eject that thought. No, that's not what the word says. Psalm 91. I stood on Psalm 91. And the angels of God shall bear me up. Now I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And because I dwell and you dwell, do you remember Star Trek? It had that four shield around the ship. It was invisible. And a little Klingon ship would come up and it would go boing. And it couldn't penetrate to get into that four shield. You have that four shield when you walk in the kingdom of God. You have that four shield when you confess your sins. You have that four shield, which is your armor of God and your faith. The shield of faith is up and stays up. Those fiery darts, boom, they hit the shield, but not you. They will come, but it won't affect you. It'll bounce off that shield of faith. Amen? You're a super conqueror. Don't let those fiery darts in. See yourself of who you truly are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Okay. Now, number 20, Romans 8:27. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession to light upon the saints according to the will of God. That means you need the Holy Spirit to come on you and the anointing to fall on you so that you will always be praying and interceding for yourself and for others. Now, let's go to 26, Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded, yield, trust, or have confidence in. Persuaded is a form of faith. When you trust and have confidence in God and His Word, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You guys are tight in the family. And I'm honored to be your sister in the Lord. Okay, number 27, Matthew 8:8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8:10. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, I have not found so great faith. See, that centurion knew how to submit himself to an authority because he had a commander and he had those that were under his command. And he knew that when he said, do this, they did it. Go there, they went. And when he was given orders, he heard and obeyed. So when he would say to Jesus, just speak the word and it shall be done, he knew the power that he was commanding from heaven. And when you speak the word of God, the demons don't see you, they see Jesus in you, and they obey. You are a super conqueror. Do not be afraid again of demons, devils, or evil spirits, or anything on this earth, under the earth, or above it, because we are in Christ Jesus. He has already made you to be more than a conqueror, to conquer every situation in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. And I see God opening up the eyes of your understanding and flooding it with light. I see the Holy Spirit speaking to your spiritual ears and to your heart to drop into you how you have been created, because we have been metamorphosized. We have been changed We have been transformed to become like God. We are in his family. And greater things shall we do than Jesus did. Greater things are you doing, and he wants you to do even greater as a super conqueror. Are you ready to practice?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, so here's one of your quizzes. All right, if I told you that I own a burgundy leather Bible, red letter edition with Jesus' words in red, and you don't see it, would you believe me?
Yeah.
Knowing who I am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And if I told you that I would like to lend this Bible to you, and you have to believe that you would be able to receive it. Or what if I said, God wants to give you the same kind of Bible? What if I said to you, would you believe that, you could receive that? Okay, that's the same faith as when God says to you, I've already paid for your hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. That's the same faith when God says, you know, you don't need surgery, or, you know, you can use Dr. Jesus. That's the same faith that God says, you know, there are some irreparable relationships in your life that God said he can mend. You know, if you're looking at your past, and maybe some people had bankruptcy, or some people had, you know, prison records, or, you know, something they were ashamed of, God says, well, when you got saved, I wiped it out. I don't see what you're talking about. Why are you keep looking at it? Do you see the difference? Nothing shall be impossible to you. Okay, so now, if I put this Bible up here, who believes that I have a Bible that's red? Remember what I told you, the definition of faith is you could see in the unseen realm. And once it comes into the seen realm, do you need the faith? No. Your belief is the bridge that brings it from the unseen into the seen. Once you see it, you don't need the faith anymore. You don't have to believe for it. You have it. So you don't have to believe that I have a Bible when you see it. When I say I have a Bible and you don't see it, you go, oh, I believe it. Do you see the difference? Now that you see it, you don't need your faith. But if I told you I have a Bible that God wants you to have, and you go, oh, red leather Bible, that sounds cool. You're already seeing it in your mind. Your mind already knows that it's yours. You know that you know that you know that you know. That faith will bring it to you. And once you receive it in your hands, because you already received it in the spirit realm when you said it's mine. Do you see that? Okay, I know some people don't use checks anymore. Everything's all electronic. But those of you that remember what checks are like, I know some young people are like, checkbook? I don't need a checking account. I just need to have, you know, this card and I just pay for it. I'm like, oh, brother. Young people, let's help them. Okay, you may not need a checkbook, but you still need to have a checking account and balance it. Okay, so, but say someone was going to give you a check and they said, you know, I am going to pay off your all the debts that you have. And if you don't have any debts, just use this money, get whatever you want. Who would get excited about that?
Yeah.
And if you don't raise your hand, let me pray for you after church. Okay. And so, they said, I'm going to do it. And you know this person has a lot of money. And you know this person is generous. And this person is a philanthropist and has given to other people. So you're like, now the recipient, right? And so you're hoping that it's going to be yours. after they said, I'm going to give it to you? That wouldn't make sense, would it? It's already yours because you are already designated as the recipient. Now, you don't have the check in your hand yet, but if they said to you, I'm going to give you $100,000, I bet you the majority of you would go home and say, God has blessed me with $100,000. Isn't that exciting? Well, why are you saying that? You don't even have it yet. Hello? Are you crazy? Because you know that you know that you know it's yours. Do you see it yet? No. And you say, thank you, Lord, for my $100,000. I don't know when that check's coming, but I thank you, Lord. It's mine. So they said, I'm going to mail it to you. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you make the post office put that on top of all the other mail to get to me quicker in Jesus' name. You would really rise up to the occasion on your prayer life, wouldn't you? Then 1,000 affirmations of that wouldn't seem so long. Right? Because it's a glad expectation that you hope to receive in the natural what you've already received by faith in the spirit realm because you believed it. You believed you received what you desired. Right? You'd ask God, please help me financially. Here's the solution. Right? Well, all your answers already yours in the spirit realm. That faith bridge is what you need to bring it from the unseen into the seen realm. But you've conquered every challenge when you know that you already have dominion over it. And by faith, you stand firm in your belief in the word of God that it's already yours. You've claimed it. It's your inheritance. And nobody can take it from you, no matter how long it takes for you to hold it and see it with your eyes, because your faith brings it to you. Does that help you? Okay. Now, I hope there's people here that really love me and trust me and would follow instructions, because God wants us to love him, trust him, and do his word. Amen? Okay. Well, I need a couple of volunteers that love me. Let's not all jump up and down at the same time. Hello. All right, come on up. All right, Deborah, one volunteer. Walter, I need two people. Come on up, Walt. Okay. So, I'm going to be to the side, and you guys stand side by side. Okay, and face that way, and shoulder to shoulder. And we walk by faith, not by what? Okay, so you need to close your eyes. Okay? So don't open your eyes, no matter what. Okay, Deborah, can you just follow some instructions, please? With your eyes closed. Lean to the left. Lean to the right. Stand up straight. Sit down. Fight, fight, fight. Lean to the right. She obeyed. She didn't know if there was going to be a seat there or not. Well, she kind of missed it, but she still obeyed. That was good, right? And that's the whole point. She did something with her faith. She acted it out, and God is going to show the manifestation of what she needs then, right? Okay, so Walter, keep your eyes closed. Yes, you can open your eyes now. You did good. Didn't Deborah do good? Okay, Walter, just lean a little bit to the left. Lean to the right. Stand up straight. Lean all the way back. More, more, more. Good job. Okay, you can have a seat. Both of you did really good, and you get A pluses. See, when we trust in God, you're supposed to lean on him. We don't see him, but he's there. You lean on the word. You trust in the word. it's there. Even though they didn't see it, they trusted that I wouldn't embarrass them, that something bad wouldn't happen to them. I didn't want them to get hurt. God doesn't either. But if we rely on His word, He will always be that rock. The word of God never moves. It never changes. He helped you before. He's helping you now. He's helping you always. But now He wants us to help ourselves. How? Through His word, it's our roadmap. You know, if we constantly call, Mommy, how do I get from Granada Hills to San Dimas? My God, Karen, you're 55 years old now. You should know how to take the freeways. You know? So once I Google mapped how to get to San Dimas or Glendora, then it was my responsibility to put my faith into action, not rely on my mom, my dad, or God. Do you see? The Bible's our roadmap. Your faith, put it into action. You know the word. So let's be more doers. And people here at ABC are not just hearers, but God wants you to do greater things than Jesus did. And you're going to see even better than what you saw before. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.